So today we're reading on Revelation 12, verses 9 through 11. Revelation 12, verses 9 through 11 says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." So today I bring this verse. I was actually speaking with Anna about this, how this text really struck me, especially where my focus today is, where it says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. So if you are a true believer, this promise is for you. And he's speaking from the future back to us in the past tense. It says in past tense, they overcame him by the blood. So you can put your name there even. He or she overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And that really made an impression on me, this text, because of how sure this victory is. It is infinitely disproportionate in our favor. See, God is the greatest, and sin, Satan, and this world are a speck of dust in comparison. It is not even a close fight. It is not a close call. We have already won by an infinite advantage, by the blood. And this is what scripture uses over and over again to encourage us to carry on the fight. This is what the cloud of witnesses is constantly trying to tell us, to cheer us up. As it says in Romans 8:37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are so secure in this love, and we have been sprinkled with this blood in such a way that there is no losing in the legal or in the spiritual battle, in the spiritual realm. And see, this is no wonder why these great praises break out in heaven towards God. And these are genuine praises. These are the kind of praises that go out, that break out of the heart when you're struck in awe, as it says in verse 10, right after Satan is cast out, it says, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ." It's come. Look at his strength. Look at his kingdom. Look at his Christ. So all of this is just incredible to me. But see, we must fight only, we must use this well. I really dislike when the prosperity, say, gospel or false doctrines use these texts about being more than conquerors and about these things to mean earthly things. Say, in terms of health and money, we are more than conquerors. It is not earthly things. It is heavenly things. This is the greatest battle of our lives, in our existence. And this text is saying that we are already winning by him who was willing to lay down his life for us. We don't care anything about all of these earthly passing things. This is eternity. So what I'm saying as well is that we must fight with nothing but the blood. So many times when we are fighting with all of the discouragement and Satan and sin, here comes the urge to fight with moralism. Oh, if I can do better. Oh, if I can have more resolutions. Or we try to cling to things and emotionalism. No, we must fight with nothing but the blood, because if we don't, we will not win. Nothing has enough power to win this battle. These enemies are just too strong for us. So if we add anything or try to fight in any other way, we will not win. Because the text says, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, meaning the gospel preached and lived, and that's it. There's nothing else. So I remembered as well in reading this, you know, in speaking about a great battle, how Satan accused Job, the accuser of the brethren. He went to the presence of the Lord and he said, he will curse you if you take everything away. And he tries to do the same thing with us. He will say, oh, they will stop praying. They will give up. They really don't believe. You will see after this amount of time, it will be gone, and it will be as if nothing ever happened, as if they never really prayed. But what did Job say? He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And the reason is that the Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh the world. It doesn't say may overcome it or may not. It's whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So the same thing can we do us today who are born of God as well. If we are born of God, we must not faint in prayer. So that, and at the end, we can basically say to Satan, Satan, you were wrong. You were wrong all along. And I wonder what we will say or think in looking back at all of the prayers and all of the labor in prayer in that last day. What would it be like? And I think it will be glorious. And I think we will give God the glory, because this is nothing from ourselves. This is, as we read earlier, God's salvation, strength, kingdom, and the power of his Christ. He has nothing to do with us doing anything. He has everything to do with him and trusting in him. It is his work. So if you are struggling with guilt, accusations, discouragements, pessimism, what this verse is saying that is that you are winning, and you will win at the end. If your soul is laying on the dust, lift up your soul. You have every reason. Lift up your soul to him, and remember that you have the most powerful weapon against your accuser and every discouragement. Namely, the full forgiveness of God by the blood. And so we end with Romans 8, 31 through 34, that says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Amen.